It's Monday, March 9th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. The war in Iran is pushing already high fertilizer prices even higher. A judge blocked Indiana's abortion ban for some with religious objections. And IU Health is suing a healthcare technology company for breach of contract, fraud, and gross negligence. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. The war in Iran is pushing already high fertilizer prices even higher. DTN, a supplier price information platform, says 7 out of 8 major fertilizers were more expensive at the end of February compared to a year earlier. A barge of urea, a type of fertilizer, traded at $457 a ton on Friday, but by Monday, that number rose to $550 per ton. IU Kelley School of Business professor Andreas Hausgrecht says restrictions at the narrow Strait of Hormuz are tightening supply chains.
When you take where vessels can go, it goes down to 3-4 miles. And those vessels, it's a very narrow waterway, and it's very easy to target.
About a quarter of the globally traded nitrogen market runs through the strait. 20% of global demand for oil and gas also travels through the strait. That means added costs for farmers preparing for planting season in the coming weeks. In a Truth Social post, President Trump announced the U.S. will provide risk insurance and guarantees for the financial security of all maritime trade, and if necessary, the Navy will escort tankers through the strait. A judge blocked Indiana's abortion ban for some with religious objections. Marion County Superior Court granted a permanent injunction in the ACLU of Indiana's challenge. The 2022 abortion ban allows the procedure in limited cases, and the court agreed that limit imposes a substantial burden on some religious exercises protected by the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, RFRA. In a statement, ACLU senior staff attorney Stevie Pachter said, quote, "Today's ruling is a recognition that religious freedom protects people of many faiths and beliefs. The plaintiffs are unnamed women of different faiths who say their beliefs can necessitate the procedure. The state may seek to challenge the decision." More information is available about the crash that injured Indiana Republican Congressman Jim Baird and his wife, Denise. WFYI Sarah Neal Estes brings us this story.
Our content partner, Indiana Capital Chronicle, reports investigators say a driver made an unsafe lane change and collided with the Baird's vehicle as they were driving to Washington, D.C. Baird's congressional office announced Denise died Sunday following complications from injuries she sustained in the crash. West Virginia authorities have not alleged any criminal wrongdoing against the driver blamed for the crash. Baird was a Putnam County Commissioner and a member of the Indiana House of Representatives before first being elected to West Central Indiana's 4th Congressional District in 2018. I'm Sarah Neal Estes.
WFIU's Eddie Stewart reports IU Health is suing a healthcare technology company for breach of contract, fraud, and gross negligence.
Change Healthcare formerly provided services such as processing medical payments and insurance claims for IU Health. That was before a 2024 cyber attack interrupted services and sent them offline. In the suit, IU Health alleges that Change breached its contract by failing to institute adequate safeguards against cyber attacks, which led to the healthcare system spending millions to continue providing services while Change was down. Lisa Tellis is the communications director for IU Health. In an emailed statement, Tellis says, quote, "Ensuring timely payments for healthcare services is crucial for maintaining high-quality healthcare delivery and keeping costs manageable for patients." IU Health is suing for $66 million in damages it incurred because of the data breach and additional legal fees. Claims made in a lawsuit give only one side of a case. For WFIU News, I'm Eddie Stewart.
Strangled, A Survivor's Plea to Men Who Look the Other Way is the powerful new book from Dottie Davis and Kathy Curtis. Dottie Davis not only became a police officer, but was nearly murdered by one, her husband. She survived, found her voice, and became a national advocate against domestic violence. Now she's asking men to speak up and stop looking the other way. Dottie, Kathy, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So Dottie, your story is extraordinary, becoming a police officer, nearly being killed by one, and then rising through the ranks in law enforcement. What was the moment you realized you would not just survive, but speak out?
I became empowered by seeking help, by working with mental health professionals to understand how I got into that relationship and to ensure that I wouldn't return to another unhealthy relationship. The moment that I decided to speak out, I was pretty quiet initially because of being ostracized by law enforcement, by speaking out against another officer, by reporting it. And so it wasn't until I had a captain who said, I'd like for you to do some training for us, who encouraged me to become a domestic violence trainer, that I then found the power in sharing my story and realizing that I didn't walk this path alone, that there are so many people that I encounter, and no matter who the audience is made up of, that have also walked that same path.
Dottie and Kathy, you both co-authored the book. Who did you write Strangled for?
When Dottie and I first met, you know, I said to her, your question, who is this for? Thinking that it was going to be for women. And she said, after thinking about it for a minute, she said, for men. And it was a shocking, like, oh, okay. But the more that we got into it and the more that the book evolved, the more excited I became about the fact that I think this is a really unique focus for a book like this. And we can't change this without men. So, yeah, it's really geared to men, but I have a feeling women are going to love it.
I wanted to focus on men because I've been doing this work since the 1990s, and the data has gotten so much worse. It used to be one out of every eight women living with a man would experience domestic violence in their lifetime. Nationally, this statistic now is one out of every four. Here in Allen County, it's one out of every two. And so I know that the vast majority of those who are perpetrating domestic violence are men. That means that I need that 75% of men who aren't perpetrating by national data to stand up and say this is not acceptable, and that we need to model for other men what is respectful behavior, and we need to raise good boys, and we need to raise sons who understand what boundaries are and what a healthy relationship looks like as well. I hope that our numbers change. Indiana saw the highest domestic violence homicide rate in history last year. And so men, if you're mad at this data, you stand up and you change these numbers. And until they do, our numbers aren't going to continue to do anything but grow.
Before we wrap up, I want to make space for anyone listening who might recognize themselves in this conversation. What would you want them to hear right now?
I'd want them to know that we do have resources. I would say, you know, I'm on the board of the YWCA, Northeast Indiana. We have a 24/7 hotline. We would love to take your call. And if nothing else, reach out to 988. 988, 24 hours a day. You can call, text, or chat. You can talk with someone and ask for resources. 988 knows where all those resources are, and we can direct you there. Please don't work in isolation. We're here for you.
Dottie Davis and Kathy Curtis, thank you for your courage, your honesty, and for trusting us with this story.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Find the extended version of this conversation at WBOI.org. And now, with a look at the events of the week, here is managing editor of The Local, Kara Hackett.
Thanks, Brianna. This week, you can celebrate 50 years of films at Cinema Center with their 70s-themed Oscar Gala on March 14th at 6 p.m. The event features a special screening of The Godfather, as well as hors d'oeuvres provided by Bittersweet. Tickets are $70. You can also donate non-perishable food items, hygiene products, tents, outerwear, and more at Fuller Plants now through the end of March. Donations support the organization Food Not Bombs in its weekly meal share program on Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. at Freeman Square. That's a quick look at our top things to do this week. For a complete rundown of local news, culture, and events, become a free subscriber to The Local's weekly email news brief at thelocalfw.com. Back to you, Brianna.
More news in a moment.
My name is Cassie Beer, Director of the Women's Fund at the Community Foundation of Greater Fort Wayne. At the Women's Fund, we focus on research, education, and advocacy, and WBOI helps us share those findings with our community. Public radio is vital for telling the stories that often go unheard, especially those of women and girls facing challenges like domestic violence and unequal pay. Join me and countless others in protecting public radio at wboi.org/save.
Here's what to know for today. The Allen County Public Library is rolling out 5 new memory kits to support those dealing with memory loss. A push to significantly restrict the sale of THC products in Indiana failed this legislative session. And if you're looking for a uniquely illuminating experience, the ancient art of glassblowing awaits your discovery in the Glass Park on South Fairfield. That's Who and What for Monday, March 9th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbruck. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.